And I want to ask you guys, what are y'all prediction for this year? And just tell me what you think, man.
Well, I think the Bears will get 12 wins.
But, yeah, you know, my prediction, I'm putting them more of 11-5. Sorry, fellas, I see them at around 9-7. So the reason I say that is your defensive team has gotten 2 years older, and you lost a couple key players. Not key players, but you lost a couple of players. One, you lost the star of your defensive team, regardless on what age he is.
But you gained some youth.
Yeah, you did. When you gain youth, you gain inexperience.
I'm giving them a real low bar, something that's real easy to get under. I believe that they really should overachieve, but I'm giving them 8-8 just because I want to give him a honeymoon period.
All your key players have to stay healthy.
You have so much talent in your receivers now. This is the first. They have a receiving core that I don't think no other team in the league has. Alshon Jeffrey should be that much better this year. And, you know, him under the tutelage of Brandon Marshall is going to help him out so much. But your three-man tandem is the best receiving core I see in the best three receiving core I see across the NFL.
Cutler is going to be the $120 million man next year.
I don't see the Bears winning the next three games. I see them going 1-2.
Come back. Make it a run. Team Bears going to say, yep, you guys got playing. We'll take this.
Right.
This does show, I think, the head coach of Detroit is fired, though. He fired him. Look, Cutler's down. Rodgers is down. And they should have ran away with this division.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth is in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Man, it's great to be back. We're back. Everybody is called in the Ice Age, and everybody can just relax and check us out. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys, though, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And, of course, we got the chat room up. Walk on in and start making your comments.
Yeah,
how was your vacation, man?
So just when you thought it was safe to turn on your computers again.
Right.
Just when you
right.
thought, oh, man, it's Monday. Let's just turn on and see what's happening. Bam! Janet Jackson nibbles at the Super Bowl. That's us. That's how we're kicking this off, man. Happy to be back. Got to say that. Man, missed it. I did actually miss it, miss doing this on our Monday. So thank everybody again for tuning in with True Buzz, man. I had to say that first.
I got you, all yeah. Right.
But, yeah, my break was up and down, man. I had an up and down way of getting back here. Like, my break was cool up until the last week. The last 4 days was like, all right.
The gods say he's trying to leave this year on a positive note.
Give him hell, boy. It's like somebody opened the floor door.
You know what it is? You know when they tell you God will only give you what you can handle, will never give you something you can't handle. Let's give him some of this.
Yeah.
Let's give him a little more. The angels go, hey, man, what you he? Hey. He can handle it.
He's
give
all right.
Him a little more.
He's fine.
Now sprinkle a little of that indignity over. Sprinkle a little of that indignity.
Slap him with some poop. Like, they gave me a poop slap, man. Like, it was. I mean, let's get into
gamuck.
It.
It was gamuck.
Real quick, I had Let's see. I caught the, start off. I goes to get my hair locked. We going to shoot some more pictures. Goes to get the hair locked. This dude gives me bleach blonde tips, right? Don't like it, right?
Kills the photo shoot.
Kills the photo shoot. Had me looking like I was dead set to cut my whole hair off that day. Like, hey, you know what? Give me the Jordan. I'll take the Jordan. But couldn't do it. Now I got the Zach Morris tips, right? Bam. We breeze forward. All right, a few days. Not even a day later. The very next day, I get hit with H1N1, right? So
now, bird flu.
Yeah, I think this had to be penguin flu, because this don't feel like it could have flew. Like it,
right.
It waddled to me and said,
right.
"This is where you're sleeping." All right, move over. So I got that. Then,
kills the silver. We had a big silver fight party planned.
Yeah, we
kills
should have watched
that.
The silver fight. And I was sick from silver fight party till about a couple days ago. Then, a couple days ago, little man has a seizure. All of this, all in a matter of Happy New Year, y'all. We in 2014. Let's just get that there. I'm happy.
I got you. Okay, well, you look all right. I mean,
yeah,
you
I'm
look
fine.
Better.
Now, yeah, I'm
glad you well. Son's okay.
Son's great.
That's
he's
good.
Fine.
We were worried about that.
He's probably listening. Hey, man, I shouted you out, too. Glad you're doing better, man. The machines look bad. But he cool. He's home. He ain't got the permanent shakes. That's all that matter.
Right.
I got to make the joke out of it. But, yeah, so you. How was yours, man?
Actually, mine was took a vacation. I actually rested.
Yeah.
Totally rested, man.
Yeah.
Was relaxed, spent some time getting accommodated in my new house,
yeah.
Got some time working in the new studio, getting stuff ready for 2014.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed mine until the snow and the blizzard and then the Arctic air. Right now, everybody, Chicago had temperatures colder than the North Pole today. We beat the North Pole in who's the coldest?
Siberia.
Right. That's where
we were at today. It's we had wind chill factors that came in close to around negative 56 degrees today.
Yep.
Why are we doing the show? Because we give a damn. Like
there
that's
you go.
That's pretty much
that's all we
yeah.
I don't care if it was an ice age. We doing the show.
There it is.
But yeah, blizzard hit Saturday morning. I get up. Use the snow blower, boom,
right.
Clean everything out, like, all right, good. Hour later, snow come again. Wipe all of that work out.
Right.
Sunday, I'm like, okay, well, now they said the snow is definitely gone.
Right.
I get out there, boom, right?
Right, hit it.
Clear it all out. Go get some salt, put the salt down, like, all right, now we should be good to go. No, now we got the gusting winds and the wind drifts.
Yeah.
So this morning I went to get up to work. I've got a 6-foot snowdrift, six feet, between the rear of my car and covering the Corvette, just covering it. So I'm like, luckily there was only like a 2-foot snowdrift in front of the car. If that had been reversed, wouldn't have been going nowhere.
Yeah, that would have been tragic.
Wouldn't have been going nowhere. Hey,
winded.
Hey, luckily, matter of fact. Shouts out to my AT&T crew. My crew was the only people intelligent enough to say, I'm not coming in.
So nobody showed up.
Nobody showed up. That gave me a nice day.
Hey.
Because
I would have been,
but like, I hate to give you this job,
but
these pairs ain't going to fix themselves.
You showed up today, bro. Where's everybody else? Where's Phil? Phil ain't come. This is for you. Get out there.
Get out there and show them what we made of.
Yeah. Show them you're a tiger. Get out there. Hope you had your frosted flakes. Because it's frosted outside. You're going to need them.
Right.
So.
Okay. So who we hollering at?
Okay. Speaking of AT&T, we got to shout out Sam Lee. Real cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Real, real cool dude. Well,
he was our guest on Attack of the Stupid.
Yeah. Our former boss. Manager, rather. I don't even want to say boss because he wasn't really, he was a boss, but he wasn't that type of boss that was like, hey.
Right.
You.
In the term of being a winner, he's a boss.
Oh, yeah. He's boss like Rick Ross type boss, but I wouldn't consider that. But shouts out to a man. He's finally retired from the company. living that dream now.
Living it up. He's won.
Yeah. He has the collection.
Let me explain something to y'all, America.
I'll let him.
The day that this man, Sam Lee, decided to retire, he put in his retirement papers at like 8 o'clock on this Friday, right? Literally, by the time the day was over with, 50-something people retired because they heard he was retiring.
Well, why not me then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called status. That's called status. That's up there with Hove.
Yeah.
That's up there with Hove. Yeah. If Hove say something, the world listens. So, yeah, I give it to him.
He's got a million ways to get it.
If you like his old albums. But, yeah, shouts out to our boss, Sam Lee. Everybody over there at ITW, I know they told me they'll be listening today. So, didn't nobody show up there either. But, hey, whatever. Erica, Ina, and Jimmy Hayes, Renee Day, Latasha Varnes, Aunt Cactus, Sade, Super Baby Dixon, Todd Brothers, Roderick Gaze, Thomas Harris Jr. And again, another shout out to my little man making it home safely in this degrees and everything. He's finally home. He's chilling. He's good. He's playing with his brother. That's what's happening. Super Brothers Radio. What you eating, man?
You shouldn't have asked me that while I'm on the mic, but trail mix. But
okay,
ain't
man.
You got some B-Days?
No. Give it moving.
Really?
No.
Well,
this week.
I want to say my mother's birthday will be coming up
this
week.
Well, there you go, this week. Why didn't you say that? Anyway, and my grandmama. Hey, Granny, how you doing? Happy birthday.
My mother's birthday is Friday, so I want to say happy birthday. So it would have been coming up before we... Came back on that.
Oh, well, hey, and happy birthday, TT Tiger.
There you go.
All right.
So we got nothing else.
Nah.
Nothing. All right.
No DJ.
Well, then we know how to do this, y'all. This is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother, Lover Rubbers, where when your adopted brother don't look too damn good.
And Balls Cold Mints. Got a scratchy throat, need to coat it, suck some balls.
All right.
Really?
Yeah, I don't believe in that. Let's just, all right. God, man, here we go. I was going to get some, you threw me off. Here we go. $338 million lottery winners, 10-year living girlfriend takes him to court for not sharing the wealth.
She's got a point.
You should have saw the look on my face.
For 10 years.
Hey, I hit this lottery.
I picked these numbers.
Hey, I picked these numbers, and not a one had anything to do with your birthday, but your weight was in there. And I put four numbers together for that.
Wow.
Whatever. You've changed.
Wow.
You've changed. It's been 8 months since Pedro Cruzada. Ooh, I hope I said that. Yeah, Pedro Cruzada got lucky by winning the fourth largest lottery pot in history at a whooping $338 million. Now, Cruzada is, why do I keep saying it like that? Is being sued by his former 10-year live-in girlfriend, Ines Sanchez, for reportedly not sharing his wealth because in his eyes, they were not legally married, according to the record. When Cruzada collected his money, he actually told reporters, reporters at a press conference that he would buy Sanchez whatever she wants, but now the script has been flipped. Once that's cleared.
Yes, I'll be happy to share. I'm gonna get her anything she wants, but a cut of this money.
He said, "I will get." He was reading that like it was off a book for children. I will give her everything she wants, and it will be fine.
Right.
So,
but not a cut of this money.
According to
she gets none.
According to Kinzada, the guy's attorneys, his living love of 10 years and the mother of one of his children is not deserving of a
rent. Dude, you're gonna pay her anyway.
Pretty much.
You're gonna pay her anyway. It's now not, you're just gonna make people mad.
He says she's not deserving of one red cent because she is not his wife. Sanchez attorney's here's the thing. The woman's attorney totally disagree with
you think?
Gonzalez, alleging penny pitching ways and argue that he and their client purchased a winning ticket with their earnings as a couple. Here's my thing. Y'all shared for a dollar?
Hey.
It's
you
a
don't,
dollar.
Hey.
It's a
you
dollar.
Know, you don't know what that ticket. If that ticket, if it's 20 picks on that ticket, she say she put 10 of them in. Look, 10 years, get just do. Why did you make it? You made it bad for yourself. They're going to do him.
And the then couple opened up a bodega in Passaic, New Jersey, which was run by Cusada's son. After the feds took a huge chunk out of Cusada's winnings, he was left with a whooping 150.
A whopping?
I say whooping.
Okay. Like the call.
Yeah. It's another O there. Like Ric Flair. $152 million.
And she can't get any.
Not a red.
There's 152 million here.
Yes, sir.
And I'll be damned.
I'll let this burn to the ground before she touches a dime.
Dude.
Whatever. A quarter maybe. Last Friday during a court proceeding, a judge decided not to throw out Sanchez's lawsuit, but she did decide not to freeze his money, as was requested by the complaint by the other people's league.
You got 90 days before this case kick in. How much of it can you blow?
Instead, the Superior Court judge Margaret Mary McVeigh acknowledged the relationship between Sanchez and Cusada and their shared contributions to their former household. Legally, however, the judge could not freeze Cusada's assets. That's what money does to people. It changes positive relationships into bad ones, McVeigh stated. It doesn't always enhance a relationship or bring out people's better qualities. Her, meaning Sanchez's, life has been upended by this winning ticket. But I am a judge. I don't create the law. I just follow it. Either way, Cusada's attorneys contend that a major portion of his winnings are gone. $57 million was spent on Cusada's homeland of the Dominican Republic.
There it is. Okay. You know what? Let's take a break, man. Let's take a break because I see where this is going.
Okay, we'll be right back. More Truth Brothers Radio and the rest of this story. Truth Brothers Radio. What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Chief Finger.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Freedom of jail clips inserted. A baby's being born, same time a man is murdered. The beginning and end. As far as rap go, it's only natural. I explain my plateau and also what defines my name. Yeah, long live the idols, may they never be your rivals. Pop was like Jesus, Nas wrote the Bible. Now what you're about to hear is a tale of glory and sin. No, I beat my mentor and I let the story begin. I used to print out Nas raps and tape them up on my wall. My niggas thought they was words, but it was pictures I saw. And since I wanted to draw, I used to read them in awe. Then he dropped the Illmatic, rocked the cleaner for low. Fast forward, who'd have thought that I would meet him on tour? I'm earning stripes now, nigga. Got
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and don't forget to join us in our second hour when we will be asking y'all, did you spend all your money
on crib?
Yeah, did you let this Christmas, did let 2013 Christmas go to your head?
This Christmas. You know
there you
what?
Go.
Mm-hmm. Did you we'll get
I know that. Somebody who let it go to their head.
Yeah, a lot of
my
people.
My man went to the Dominican Republic. Man, I'm going to blow 56 mil on 50, y'all.
57.
The lady of 10 years, nada. She nothing.
She don't get one red uno.
What?
But see, that 57 of that million was sent to his homeland in the Dominican Republic. $5 million was just given away,
and she gets wow.
$300,000 was used to purchase his home in Clifton, New Jersey.
Called winning,
and $20 million has reportedly just poofed in the thin air,
up his nose.
Hey, I say it's in the bank account somewhere that she can't touch.
Yeah, in the Dominican Republic.
And that's fine. But see,
818-514-1202.
Press number one to join the conversation. Now here's my thing. How do we know? How do we know that she had anything to do with the money, man?
Don't matter, man.
Hey, what? Now I get you.
You hit it, and the mother of your kid.
That, now, yeah. She's gonna get that.
She's gonna get it one way or another.
But
why make it hard for yourself?
Taking the kid out of the situation. Hey man,
dude. Now you done let lawyers done got a piece of it. You could have been done with this nice and quiet, like
whatever. So if he wanted out, because I'm assuming
20 mil.
She ain't gonna go.
She lost. He lost more than he. Here's the 57 I was going to blow down there in the Dominican here.
Dancing on dirty sand.
Here. Wow, I still have $100 million.
Now, here's my thing. You think, now I'm going to ask, you think that the woman, kid out the picture, if he would have said, look, I hit this money, but I want out, here's $50 million, she'd have just said, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. 818, I would have loved. I know. I believe most women would have just.
Or he can say. Or he can say. Here's 50 mil. Or we can go a couple of rounds in court. If that's he's already a jerk. I would say I would do that. But I'm saying, per your scenario,
right?
Here's 50 mil. You can take this, or we can go a couple of rounds in court. I've got unlimited assets. You've got an ass.
Public assistant.
There you go. Do you want to?
Do you want to do this?
Do you want to do this?
I feel you.
She could take it and say, you bastard, but while she's counting it and walking away.
So if you wanted out, if you wanted out, would you do that?
No. I think that's my girl. We've been together. We've been living in the same house for 10 years. Again, you just saying that spent $1. But I'm telling you, if they took a 20 and went and got $20 worth of tickets, then guess what? She's in.
Yes,
you can't prove that she didn't put 10 in. There's nothing you can do to prove she didn't put 10 in.
True.
She's in that house. So just divvy it up. If you really want to walk away, divvy it up and walk away. Gee, you're both rich.
Yeah.
I got $157 million.
50 ain't hurting you that bad.
50 is not hurting.
That bad.
Bruh, if I hit $150 million right now, you're getting some, My man, Lonnie getting some.
True.
There's no reason I should be miserable alone.
Is everything that we're getting going to add up to $50 million?
I don't know. I mean, because then you got family, but it's going to add. I mean, everybody gets a dope.
But I'm saying that when you're done divvying out everybody that you're going to divvy out, will it equal $50 million?
In my world, no.
All right.
But that don't mean you ain't going to be financially well off for the rest of your life.
I've already established that. Weird.
I can give you. What's the dude who fought Silver? I can give you his money.
His $200,000.
His $200,000. Get your life. Come back.
All right.
When you get off them booger sugars, you can do that.
Once you stop snorting lines.
Right. I mean, I got
for you.
I got. If I hit that much money, I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna be 100. I got three dudes, lifelong friends, that I can't get. You will kill yourselves. I'll have to.
You got to spoon feed.
Got to spoon feed it, because I don't want you driving off a cliff.
That's right.
I know three that I would. Yeah, just consider it a job for life.
you.
Not like my boy Lonnie. Yeah, right. Here's $5 million, bro. There you go.
Some take it.
Right, take it. I'll be messing around with him. He'll mess around and take that $5 million and outgross me, and then I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, that would make you mad.
Hey, man, how you get $200 million in my 150?
Quick picks.
Give me some back. No, that's my stuff.
Quick picks. I take the $5 million, dump it on quick picks.
Right. So, I mean, but no, he's wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong for
he's
not
wrong.
Nothing. I agree with that. I'm just saying.
Hot Topics is in the building, too. What's up, Tony? Oh, we got a shout out to Nene and Momo, too.
The Nene and Momo
the
show.
The Nene and Momo
be,
show.
We'll be debuting this week, January 8th, so you guys be sure to check it out on Blog Talk Radio, man.
There you go. Welcome to
be,
the pool.
I will be in the building checking it out. And, Tony, I missed it that Wednesday. I was supposed to come in on your show. I was sick. I'm sorry. I had a
Ebola.
Story. But yeah, I had a story.
You had a dose of Ebola.
And I got super sick and I could not come in on that show. But that's neither here nor there.
It's neither here nor there.
We talking about how these cats out here is robbing. Now, here's what's crazy, right? It's a crazy story. I'm in a car. I'm riding with my kid's mom. We're going to take care of some business. On the radio, we hear about this guy who would not like.
Oh, she booed you.
Oh, what?
She booed you for not. Yeah,
hey,
she.
I had H1N1.
N1.
Yeah, they was there. That N stood for get
knock
it together.
Knock the knuckle down.
Yeah, that stood for ninja get it together. But, yeah, we were in the car, and it was talking about this guy who, it was basically a battle of the sexes thing or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy had said, look, I make more than my wife. I just feel like, you know, I take the brunt of the responsibility of the house.
I take the major shot.
Exactly.
Know about that.
So, and the woman was like, well, I work too. But dude kind of said, yeah. But
manly, yes, but I like it too. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Manly, yes, but I like it too.
But she says she works, but, you know, and she takes on some responsibilities of the house.
No doubt.
But the thing is, the dude's, the way she was trying to say it is like, he feels like he can still control money. I'm trying to paraphrase. He feels like he can still control money when it needs to be divvied out or whatever the case may be. Because dude said.
Okay, so she's saying.
She should leave.
Wait. Let me just see if I got it.
Go ahead.
818-514-1202. She's saying, yeah, he makes the lion's share of the money.
Right.
He makes, here's his $3,000 a month.
Right, basically.
And here's my $1,200 a month.
We'll go there.
And we put them together.
Uh-huh.
And when we pay all the bills, what's left should be split 50-50.
Yeah, but.
Because.
And here's the thing.
I've contributed.
Now, say there's 5 bills in the house, right? I got
gas, phone,
cable, light.
Electricity and phone. Oh,
and
no,
mortgage.
And mortgage.
Okay. Dude takes 3 of those 5, right?
Mortgage, electricity, and gas.
Yeah.
The heavy hitter.
She gets cable
and phone.
Yes. Cable and phone.
And
right?
A landline today.
Vonage got you for $9.99.
We got Vonage. And cable. Well, we watch a lot of movies, but we rent them more than we actually.
And he's paying for the Netflix, right? So that's,
right.
That's his $8 a month, right? So she's saying, I feel like if my man should take all the responsibility of the bills, that way my money can be my money, right? So my man, bruh, say, nah, because just because I make more than you, we can don't mean that I have to give up. He said, you couldn't handle what I handle on your salary. So that's why I've done it. I've done the math enough to say, well, hey.
In other words, you put 10% in. When I divvy up what's left, here's your 10% back.
Right. Now, and he said, you, and then what's crazy is he said, you're still short, and I wound up covering your end anyway. So
you're my man. You're supposed to.
Oh, dude, I'm listening to the show with this woman in the car, and she's like, yeah, because, see, y'all supposed to be the man, and your job as the man
is to never be happy.
Is to take care of us, the woman.
And never be happy.
So I looks and I says, okay, let me get this straight.
Yes.
If the guy goes out, bust ass, does everything, handle everything, and does this and the third, then you should never have nothing to say and be complaining about whatever rules he make because you're going to follow him regardless, right? No.
Because I got to be my own woman. Because I got to be my own woman.
And she said.
And I'm fierce. Sasha fierce.
And drunk
okay.
In love.
All right. Before this go off, because I see where this is headed.
Yeah. Okay.
I do see where this is headed. And it's headed to a bad spot. But before we do that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's flying, man. We back.
Yeah.
We're going to go ahead and do one. We're going to do another quick break, and then we'll be back. True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Are you looking for a fast-paced career that makes the most of your talents while giving you valuable training for the future? Arachnid, the world's fifth largest evil organization, is looking for committed, energetic associates to join its team of security specialists. No experience is necessary. Positions are available in many of the following areas. Don't miss your chance to become part of an organization that's changing the world.
Arachnid helped pay for college.
Arachnid gave me a jump start on my career.
Arachnid helped me make bail.
Arachnid. Strength, sacrifice, strongness.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Ain't nobody cold when we ready.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Our true soldier, riding with a soldier.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore. Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
A true soldier, riding with a soldier.
Whatever it takes to make it hardcore.
Keep the record rolling. Can't nobody hold the spot we claim.
True Brothers Radio. And we're back. What is wrong with you, man?
Everybody listening. Didn't that sound like, and then I stomped him in his face? That song sound like something you play when you stomp in the back of some dude's neck. I'm sorry.
That's cold.
It does.
That's cold.
What happened, bro? I stomped that moment.
Cold. Wow. Okay. All right. Let me give you this story, and then, because I got to fit, well, I'm going to give you this story first, because What about this? If he's taking on the lion's share of the bills,
right,
and he's doing the lion's share of the heavy lifting,
right,
don't you think that you should be like grateful and like what a great guy I got and be wanting to hook him up with whatever?
I would assume that would be the
I'm gonna make you make me happy. I'm gonna make you happy.
I would assume that'd be the reciprocal part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Check this out.
All right. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yep. Amira Sierra, charged with brutally stabbing husband to death after he asked for a threesome. Well, who knocked this mortgage out, baby? I've been planning something for my birthday.
Can you get down?
Richmond, Minnesota.
Oh, that ain't far.
Not far. Amira Shea, a 40-year-old Minnesota woman, was jailed last month after she brutally stabbed her husband to death when he asked for a threesome.
Just, and it was with a dude.
I was doing it for you.
This was what your brother was doing this
according
weekend.
According to police, an investigation was launched around 5 a.m. Sunday after officers was dispatched to the home of Amira and her husband, 48-year-old Tahibi Tamara. Officers arrived to find Tamara dead in a bathtub with multiple stab wounds on his body.
Yeah.
Two knives was also found inside the tub. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The couple's 2-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter was also found inside the residence and was removed from the scene. Amira Sierra reportedly fled the home screaming while officers were interviewing witnesses who were inside the home when the attack occurred. She was also covered in blood and had a cut to her hand that required medical treatment at a local hospital.
Sacrifice.
There you go. At the hospital, Sierra told medical staff that her husband stabbed her after he had been drinking alcohol and chewing cat. I don't know. That's some Indian. I guess it's like an Indian hookah.
You can whatever.
I don't know.
Dirty curry.
There you go. Kiara later admitted stabbing the husband 30 times to the chest because he wanted to bring another woman into the bedroom and wished to use a sexual device on her during intercourse.
It's called an elephant.
I want to make you happy. Happy birthday.
Baby.
I've been reading 30 Shades of Grey.
50.
Whatever. He could only get to 30 before she got to hacking.
Hey, baby. Just want to let you know I took care of everything. I've been taking care of everything for the past year and a half. Look, I love you. I love you. And I don't want to leave you. I just want to spice up our sex life. It's been a little boring.
Because you're boring.
No, I wouldn't call it a boring.
You're making your case. But the fact of the matter is, you're boring.
But, you know, look. Whatever her name is, hey, you. There's a you. My friend Lion Spit's coming through later.
With some cat and devices.
And I think we can all talk and at least
let's liven it up a little bit.
Right, that's it.
That's
right.
All.
Look, lady.
I want to make you feel good. You don't appreciate or you don't experience things like you should. I want to make it special for you.
That way it'd be, by you, I mean special for us. See, there's people over here who can't even enjoy what we're about to do right now. Let's just do this together as a family. The kids are gone. And I guess I was wrong.
I take it that means no.
But, here's my
thing.
Who
could put a thought like that in such a person's head?
Of what?
Of thinking they could want a threesome.
You know, look, women, from my assumption, some women don't think that it takes away from the intimacy between her man and her. And it, by inviting another woman to come in and share the intimacy she feels that she can only have with her man. And that's fine. That's fine. And that's fine, right? But see, guys separate intimacy and
physical.
Sex. Yeah,
right.
We separate those two.
818-514-1202. If I tell you that a guy could have random, totally meaningless sex with his secretary and still come home and look you in the face and tell you he loved you with a straight face, you would believe that that was pure pucky, right?
Yeah, they would. Because they, I don't want to speak for no woman, but under my assumption, I believe women believe men associate the two like they do.
There you go.
But
and
we don't.
Tony said, hell no, don't share.
That's,
but sharing is caring.
Nah, because see, now we get into that hootenanny part.
No.
We get to that hootenanny part.
We ain't having no hootenannies up in here.
Nah, because I don't want my hoe down. I don't want that. Because, see, I'm not sharing my girl. I'm sorry. That's selfish man in me. That selfish guy. Like, we all men.
So if she said, this is my girl, and we going to make your birthday the best birthday ever, you're not with it.
No. I'm with that. Like, don't get it twisted.
But
if she get, I'm,
but
I'm
your friend DeMar looks real nice.
Nah, see, I'm not gonna shoot down any present because that's rude. You don't.
So
turn
if she brings DeMar,
and DeMar
say, this
wants
is a present.
DeMar wants to what?
Her, not you.
Oh, okay.
Not you.
But he wants to. Hey, the present is I'm gonna do him.
The present is we gonna both do her.
No, because see,
right.
in my assumption,
that's no present for you.
That's nothing for me.
That's
sharing. That means I don't get the full gift because somebody's sharing my gift. You see what I'm saying? I gotta decide which way I'm going to go, or I'm going to have to wait till he's done. Nah. See, this way, when they're both there and it's a gift to me.
Nah, Tony vetoing the whole thing.
No.
Tony's vetoing the whole thing.
Tony
don't think a bigger picture.
See, the bigger guy picture is, see, you got to understand that, well, let's just say this on the real.
All jokes aside,
men do separate the two. Like, it was a book, it's a book I'm reading with this guy named Longs. No joke, but don't get it. Longs with an S. And the guy Longs told this dude, his friend Preston,
Eddie.
Look, man.
Eddie Longs.
Eddie Longs, Polish.
And I love
shop.
The Lord and little boy's booty.
Smell that? Yeah, that's the smell.
Smells like a good morning.
Smell like.
Oh, I hate Eddie Longs.
That pop noise.
Right.
Is that head coming? Okay, no, but to all jokes aside, the dude Preston said, look, be a man, but don't ruin your marriage. And it's like when I read that, I read it like a couple times because I was trying to see what exactly the dude meant by saying that because the guy Preston wound up cheating. And because he told dude, man, look, I'm married, this wife, I'm looking at this girl, though, and this, that, and the third. He was like, look, I can't tell you to not be a man, but don't let being a man cost you your marriage.
I see a topic coming. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See how we do it on the fly?
Yeah.
That's cool. What you going with?
Yeah, no, I want to get some female guests, some not scared female guests, and we can have some real serious talk.
Yeah. With
that.
We need, but we're going to need, see, it's two of us. We might need two more. We might just have to get two more, but neither here nor there. But the fact is, I got what he said because he was like, look, you know, guys are going to go out there. Y'all got to understand guys are going to look. That's going to happen. Y'all act like y'all don't look, but you do too. But
yes,
guys are going to act.
And y'all imaginations. It's been said in many of studies that women think about sex 10 times more than men do, and their imaginations are 10 times. The little paper boy, they done had them.
Yeah.
They done thought about it. The dude building your patio out back.
The dude that just But see, that's the thing. But see, when we look, and it's bogus because we look and stare. Guys look and stare because there's, see, and y'all don't understand the race. It's more to look at with y'all. because you wear the clothes and your curves and everything is so lovely and high, right? But we, on the other hand, oh man, he has a nice face. That's it. That's all you go with. Oh man, love his jeans. That's nice jeans. Yeah, those Jordache. Like
that's you say. That's what women do.
That's what women say. No, we look at God. You know what? We have more to look at because you give us more to look at. So that's because
that's the way the thing works.
Right.
The way the society works is you attract the male. It rarely works the other way around. For some guys, kind of they're more as hunters.
That.
Right.
Right.
But the job your job is to lure the man to you so he can make an advance so you can accept him or reject him.
True. But and see, only thing work for guys is reputation. If you got a reputation that's floating around and say, oh yeah, you
that
know,
he makes
dude,
your leg shake.
Yeah. That's your only goal. That you know, and that's fine. See, I'm cool with that, dude. No. See, but the thing is, I don't know. I just, because it's just, then it was the whole thing as far as now the woman, she was upset that the guy said all his claims about the woman making all the money. And I mean, the guy making all the money, which means he wanted to make more rules than she. And she felt like she wasn't equal, though she didn't want to take on the equal work. And
okay, how about I be honest with you? And 90% of all relationships, it's not equal in that category. All relationships aren't equal. Let's just be fair.
Be fair.
Okay. If the man makes more, significantly more than the woman, then he makes some decisions. But at the same time, we should be honest. The man could make more money but be stupid with his money.
And that's
if
true.
The woman is better at managing the finances, let the person who's got the stronger skills at a particular task do that.
But they're gonna. But the one that you're right. Let's just say you're right. But the man, if he makes more money, his pride ain't gonna let his woman take over his money. That's a pride thing. That's not gonna.
No, I mean some men who are grounded. And if I know I make a lot of money, but I'm foolish with my money, and she's going to keep us on a straight and narrow.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you let that person do what they do.
I'm talking about the guy who, see, that's logical thinking.
The arrogant guy.
The arrogant guy who, hey, I paid all the bills. We got an extra two we can use for a rainy day, but I'm going to buy them Jordans that came out yesterday or today. But you don't need them because you got a pair you haven't even worn
I'm
yet.
The situation you laid out, I'm going to be honest. This is what I would do. Okay. Seriously. All jokes aside, I would take my money and I would take her money and I'll take them bills. And remember how you said we divvied up the bills? Okay, I'm going to take the mortgage, gas, and electricity. The lion's share of the thing. The lion's load. I'm going to take this and handle this. I'm going to give you the other two bills, the phone and the cable.
Right.
Pay that.
And your money is your money?
Pay that. And what you got left is what you got left. Do whatever it is you want. Because basically, I have given you two sets of bills that's going to add up to $120.
Give or take.
I've given you two bills that are A, consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no wild fluctuations like gas or electricity.
Right.
Like, hey, it's colder here than in the North Pole. If you don't think the gas companies are rubbing their hands together, popping that champagne,
because
they finna hit everybody.
Oh, everybody's getting another one.
Right. So I've given you the two most consistent bills. Handle those bills. Pay those bills. Those bills should never be late. Those bills should never be behind. And what you do with the rest of your money, your $1,200 a month, is what you do. Have at it. I will take my money. I will pay my lion's share of the bills. And then what I do with my money is what I do.
But when you're in a marriage or a relationship like that, how do y'all combine to get collective things?
Such as,
hey, we both want this couch. We both want this new stove.
Well, I'm hoping that when I say something like that, that don't mean you're blowing all your money, because I'm not blowing mine. I got money in the bank.
Right.
Hey, we need a couch. Let's go look for couches. Let's see what we got. I mean, if I can, if I got to get the couch, I'll get the couch. You might have to get the lazy boy. I'll get the couch and love seat. You get the lazy boy. Let's pick out this set. But let's get an agreement. Let's just not do it willy-nilly. You know I'm saying? Let's get
right.
an agreement.
And
hey, we
saying.
Both know we need a couch. My back hurt. Your back hurt. Yeah, let's look. And then, you know, you get to look in and say, well,
right.
this is the one. Okay, I'll get these and you get that. You got your money?
But
yeah.
that's what I'm saying.
I got my money.
What if person says, I'm what if, and I know, but if the person like, okay, we just need a couch, you get the couch. Because I don't want to spend my money. What if they're kind of, they're not that they're kind of cheap with it. They just want to do their money what they want to do with their money.
I think it depends on what the situation. If she say, hey, we need a couch. Couch is dead. All we need is a couch. Would you get the couch? And I'd be like, okay, why can't we get the couch? And she say, well, I would get the couch with you, but my girlfriend's getting married, and we all going to the bachelorette party, you know,
okay.
in Florida,
okay.
somewhere. And I need to save for that, and I need this $300 to put on that. I get that.
Okay. Okay.
I get that.
All right. I get
now,
you.
If it's always, oh, transmission's out. Get my transmission fixed because there's that new cat hair coming out, and I want some weaved into my head. Oh, let's go get this. And every time you buy, you always shopping, you always buying stuff, and you never saving. You're never prepared for the worst, and you keep, all right, here, all right, here, all right, here.
Okay.
Now we got it. Now you've got a pattern going.
I got you. Okay.
But, I mean, hey, sometimes she might say, hey, you know what? Microwave broke. I ran, got the microwave. Or got the refrigerator. She might do that.
Right, I got it. And that has happened. I'm just,
yeah, Tony, say priorities.
And that's the thing. But see, to me, I see, maybe because it's me, I know somebody who gets money just dropped in their lap.
Yep. Oh, you look a little light, baby.
Yeah, and it's just dropped in their lap, and they're just...
Olden. Her dad is Odin.
It's Odin.
Her dad is Odin.
And you know what's crazy?
And I'll be...
She ain't even related to... It's like she's Lady Sith. And he... And Odin's just...
And I'll be damned if a citizen of Asgard
yes.
walks around on Earth with no money.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Dude.
Wait.
Dropping...
Wait.
Go ahead, yeah.
I got it. Hey, I got it. I got it. Oh, Odin, I need $1,200. Really? What do you need $1,200 for?
Because
I seen some real, real yummy-looking shoes.
Red bottoms.
What bottoms?
Red bottoms.
The bottoms are red.
On them shoes, yes, sir, Odin the Lord. Whatever. Odin the Lord. If you don't mind.
Wait. She's not even clasping her hands together.
Nah.
She's not. She's just, hey, snapping her fingers
yeah.
and pointing, bring it here. And he, oh, well, we can't let a citizen of Asgard walk around Earth without red bottoms. Right? $1,200.
Drop it in your lap. Now, with the $1,200, this person can say, all right, I just got the 12, but I need to go get another 3. I didn't spend the 12. I spent maybe 2 out of the 12.
She go to Uncle Loki.
Loke, what's happening? Love the trick you're working on. Look, need me another 3. And can get 3. And we'll end up, now that's 4 chilling. That's chilling, but we'll wind up and say, you know what? I just blew all of that because damned if them McDonald's nuggets wasn't just the bomb. It's just, I'm being facetious, but like she wouldn't really blow all of it on chicken nuggets, but it's,
get some fries too.
Yeah, of course. And you know, the drink's only $1. This person only, I don't understand how you could be so frivolous with that amount of money, though. Like, how can you blow that just...
Let's set this right up for second hour, didn't you? Very
did
nice, sir.
Did
We're back, y'all. Very nice.
Oh, yeah,
we're setting it up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I was just...
And the holidays make it worse.
Exactly.
The holidays amplifies stupid-ass behavior.
Oh, I didn't tell you the people I heard their excuses for why they... No, I know
2 minutes, sir.
No, I'm not going to tell you on this half. When we, on that other half of our conversation, I was going around, and once I was feeling better, I was talking to some people, and I was like, you know, we got a show coming up, and it's Are You Broke? Yeah. But I'm going to tell you why I'm not worried. We'll get to that
right
on the other
and
half.
We want to hear from you guys. Let's just take 2 minutes out real quick. It's 2014. We are in. This is the first show of season 3, our third year. We have won awards. We have gotten accolades. We have gotten a whole lot of love from you guys, and we appreciate it. It's one thing I really, really want for 2014, and that's to hear from you guys. We hear all the time, oh man, I love the show, and I would have said this, but I was scared. Let's take this year not to be call in, make a comment. It's just a comment. Everything we say is not right on this show. Doesn't matter. It's just a conversation to help us all grow and have a little fun.
Yeah.
We really, really, really want to hear from you guys in 2014. We want to hear. We want emails. We want you to hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up with your show topics. Hit us up with anything. Our next 3 shows are all topics that was given to us through Facebook to our listeners.
Yeah,
we want to hear from.
He's pretty much hit the nail on the head, man. I don't even know what to say behind that. You got it. That was real passionate.
Was it passionate?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a new. I am excited. I've been missed. I love the vacations because it makes me love this more. It makes me miss this.
Does
it? Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait when it's over.
I can't wait to get into it again.
I missed it. I was just like, I had a different reason for missing it, though. I needed to get this all off my brain, and yeah.
Right.
I want to get into some real stories, but I can't.
We're going to get into some stories, and we're going to talk about the holiday spending being penny wise and dollar foolish.
Yeah. I like that.
All right. On the other half, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Siri, I got it at a guitar.
May I suggest an African drum?
Siri, what's a good restaurant nearby?
Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
I'm a vegan, Siri.
They have watermelon.
What's a good place to hike around here?
There is a basketball court 3 blocks east. Crack Rock available on the south corner.
Siri, play my Coldplay Running Mix.
Playing at Nickus in Paris.
Siri, play my Coldplay mix.
Siri, what's my schedule for today?
Appointment with your parole officer.
Siri, I've never been to jail.
Paternity test, followed by rap battle.
Look, Siri.
Swag.
I don't get it. Swag. Siri, what did I have a schedule against my mother?
Swag. I thought your penis would be bigger.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Truth.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And the chat room is wide open, and we got Tony Breedlove from Hot Topics Talk Radio in the chat room. Somebody go in there and talk to her. Oh, she say she loves that Day Last commercial.
Yeah.
Guess swag. Her Siri's been talking to her, too.
Swag. But, so.
Yes.
Christmas time.
Crema.
The holidays have just passed, and I seen a lot of people on Facebook and Instagram. Check out the True Brothers Instagram page. And they have been posting the pictures of all of their gifts and everything of the holiday spirit and the New Year's and how they bought family things for New Year's and on Christmas and Christmas Eve and all of this.
Yes.
So a couple of people I seen and I know went to Jared. And
he went to Jared.
He went to Jared.
He went to Jared.
And that was fine.
And I need a diamond that has killed at least 3 poor Africans.
Yeah, and the bloodier the better.
The bloodier the better.
Now, then I seen one dude gave his wife a nice little Lexus car.
Because I seen the commercial,
and
it got me.
And she smiled. Now, it wasn't a new 2012, 20-something like that. It was a nice little 05. You know,
it still
was
winning.
Clean. Looked good, right? Black. Nice chrome wheels. Nothing to get a hit over the head with.
Because I like you.
Yeah, but it. I don't know if it's making it out here in the snow, but it was a nice looking car. So, and I'm going around. I'm like, yo, man, that's a nice gift, man. You know, I don't want to be personal. Like, how much that, you know, whatever.
Right.
But the rock, I could tell you right now, the diamond ring with the
Jared.
Yeah, the Jared. And I know he went to Jared. Because Jared was inside the box.
As it's supposed to be.
And the box by itself run you $200. I found that out, right?
Didn't Are you serious?
Yeah, the box by itself runs you $200.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are you for real?
No, I'm dead ass.
818-514-1202. Seriously, I want to hear from somebody out there.
Yeah.
You're telling me bought a ring.
No, no, no. You don't get the ring. No, I mean, if you
if you want to fake it.
Yeah, if you want to buy
it
a box.
I brought it from the Arab. But I need the Jared box to make her thing.
Yeah.
I went to Jared.
There you go.
And they hit you for two.
Two, right.
Because it got Jared on there.
And on the
You're
inside.
Still a moron.
On the outside and the inside.
You're still a moron.
And it's some nice smooth silk in there. That's just, see it there.
Still a moron.
Whatever. But anyway, so dude actually didn't know, but he is smart. He leaves the tag on the ring to say, hey.
Dun-dun-dun.
Yeah. So any of your girls that you show this off to,
you can tell him right away.
He went to Jared. So.
Don't mean to cut you off. Do you think it's insulting that if I went and got my girl a ring and I got her the present and gave it to her, here, baby, because I like you. Like your face. Here you go.
Uh-huh.
And then she got the ring. And then like 2 weeks later, whatever, she with her girl and they go on down to the Galleria.
Uh-huh.
And she decides to go have the ring appraised and have a diamond check to make sure everything's real.
Right.
Is that should you be insulted by that?
I personally wouldn't care. But, I mean,
to me it kind of says that my word ain't my bond.
But what if it wasn't real?
I would have told you.
Oh, but maybe it was to prove to her girl. That my man, I mean, maybe
you shouldn't have to
her.
Prove anything to her.
Women prove stuff to other women all the time. That's what they do things for. Sorry, Tony, but that's what they do things for is to show up other
I find
women.
That, I mean, honestly, if I was in, I would be mad.
I would.
If she mentioned, we went down to the thank you because I went down to the store and found out, yeah, it is real. He did it, girl. If I just overheard her saying it on the phone, I'd have been mad.
But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't be upset if I knew it was real or whatever. Even if I knew it wasn't, I wouldn't care. But if the thing is, women brag on things that they want to brag on the things that their guy does for them to the other women to show up that woman, even if she ain't got a man or got a man that ain't nothing and whatever, they like throwing things, and especially their own friends, they like throwing that in their face. Like,
it is in your face.
Right. So the girl probably was like, whatever, this girl talking about this and the ring probably ain't real. And she was like, girl, my ring is real. We could do this. And then by her doing that, the confirmation not only boosts her ego, but shuts her girl up. It has nothing to do with you. Now, I'm not saying that's the case.
No. Hey, I hear you. No, Tony said that, well, she think it should be the thought that counts. And then she said that maybe the brother can't afford what you want at the time. My thing is, on the real, why would I spend $5,000 for a ring that could get you bashed in your head going somewhere in the parking garage at the mall or whatever? Rich people don't wear their real jewelry out. They don't. I'm sorry. They don't. They keep their real jewelry in a safe deposit box in the bank. But they go to designers that make that does the costume jewelry, but it's expensive.
Yeah.
I know a place that will make you a $600 costume ring, and it ain't, and it's designed to
look. It just to look right.
Yes, and it don't turn green in a month. It won't turn your finger green. It's what they wear in the movies, at the award shows, and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, I mean, see, one, I don't believe in that much money for something.
And Tony just verified what I said, because, you know, she be on the red carpet a lot.
Yeah.
So she just verified what I said.
And I could believe that. But see, my thing is, I don't want to see, I don't believe in the expensive jewelry or whatever anyway. I don't believe in that.
I'm with you.
It's just, the wedding thing, like, I'm not a big blinged out diamond red ring type of dude. Like, if it's a band or whatever, if you're going to do it, a simple, it's a 1 little inch band for a guy. I don't think a guy need a nut cluster wedding ring. It's stupid to me. Like, I don't believe in all
that. Yeah, but you know what? At the same time, I put a big giant Flintstone rock on her, and then you get to stop and just give me a band here.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, because it's for them. It's nothing. Dude, nothing.
Now, I agree with you. Don't get me wrong. A good ring, you put a good ring on your woman because it's knuckle repellent.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's a back. Back.
Exactly. So, if your girl wants that ring that she can show off to other people, and part of it has to do with, look, I'm getting married and y'all not, that has something to do with it. But another part of it is, I want to be able to show these girls, hey, he loves I got love more because he spent more on me. Like, I guess that's their way of thinking. Again, I don't know, but me personally, I don't believe in it. I'd do it simply for
them. I'd be like, hey, we could blow $5,000 on this ring, or we could drop $5,000 on this house.
But then I can't show my house off when I'm walking with my girl.
Yes, you can. Every time they show up, here's my tri level. Nice seeing you. Go back to your apartment.
But see, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the woman wants everything, like, as far as when it comes to that.
That she's been told she's supposed to have.
All that
everything
wants.
America tells you you're supposed
the
to
house,
have.
The house, the ring, the man, the job, the kid, the car.
Mm.
That's like, you're being Mary Jane, that BET series with, what's her name? Dwayne's new girl.
Okay.
D-Wade, Gabrielle Union.
Right.
The girl got the house, the car, the crib, the car, whatever, but her life, she got the career, but she ain't got the kids, which, hey, this might work out. But she got everything, but her life isn't complete because she don't have the man.
But see, she got Dwayne Wade.
But on the show, being Mary Jane, she don't have.
Oh, this is a series. Oh, I thought it was a reality show.
No.
I got
you.
So this is called Let's Brainwash Y'all. You're not complete unless you have a man.
Right.
I'm a man, and I'm telling you that having a man ain't going to make you complete. You have to complete yourself.
They ain't going to believe that,
though. I know. Yeah, Let's find out. We got somebody.
Here we go.
There we go. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, my God. First of all, I hate this delay because you guys are ahead of me from what I hear online. But damn them girls and proving something to someone about what you have and what that man is doing for you. It's between you and that man. Period.
I agree. It's just, but you know, like.
I'm with her.
I agree with what she's saying. And but majority of the women that I've heard and I see out there, they tend to want to show off for that woman, for to other women. Like it's weird to me, but it's just I don't go to show off for another guy. That's just gay to me. I'm sorry, and I'm not homophobic.
No, but men do compete.
Yeah, they compete for a woman.
Right. So I want to outdo you. I want to say out cool you, but I want to have a look that's more together than your look, not on a vanity sense, but
to attract
a man is supposed to have his own style. A man
right.
Especially at a certain age, you're supposed to develop your own style. Again, if you're 40 looking like Kendrick Lamar, there's something wrong with you.
Well, then 40 and Kendrick Lamar might be his style.
No, develop your own style. You're not supposed to be looking like someone on TV. You're supposed to find a style that accentuates yourself.
Okay.
Your style. Now, don't get me wrong. You take pieces of the world around you, and you come up with something unique. Running around trying to look like Rick Ross, not the move. It's nothing against Rick Ross. Jay-Z as a rapper, one of the things that you applaud him for is how he hit a certain level and went against the grain and did his own thing.
Yeah.
He just totally did his own thing his way.
But Jay still dresses in his, I mean, for of course for videos, he still dresses as that dude who's 29, 28. Like, I mean, the video he just did with his wife, the Drunken Love.
Mm-hmm.
Jay got two gold chains about yay thick. With the back Brooklyn Nets hat and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Tony, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut
it
off.
Oh, that's okay. No. But I think that, you know, like with Jay-Z, he reached a level of maturity. And he knew some of that stuff that he was doing in the past. Now it was not his age. It wasn't age appropriate for him. He came into his own, to himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mm-hmm. basically what a lot of people don't understand. You don't have to follow every trend that is going on around you, because at a certain age and as we get older, certain things, you know, start to happen. Gravity starts to take hold, and we start to fill out in certain areas. We can't do everything that we did in the past as we were younger.
She's right. She's right. And a lot of that path you're supposed to take to find yourself.
Yeah.
But getting back on the Christmas thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
Getting back to this over. You're not supposed to spend yourself bankrupt every year because it's Christmas, because it's the holidays. You're not. If you can't afford the $60 turducken, don't buy the $60 turducken.
But I'm going to do it because it's the holiday.
Right.
But see. And that leads me to why
New Year's. You're 35, and at 2 a.m. on New Year, you're puking in the toilet because you've overdone it the way you've overdone it for the past 12 years.
But it's fun.
818-514-1202.
You only bring in the New Year once a year. That year that you get older. See, my thing is that, and it brings me to the point of what I was making about the people who blew it and said their reason that they did so much blowing is because income tax coming around, so I'm gonna get that right back. So it's not a
That's
big deal.
That's the most ludicrous thing.
Yeah, this was what I
that
heard.
That is absolute. So I'm a blow $2,000 because I know I got $2,000 coming, and you didn't think, well, I could have $4,000.
Yeah, but see, that's stupid.
And actually be prepared for whatever's going to happen in 2014. Because someone's getting a car repair in 2014.
I know at least five people.
That's not being mystic. That's just the truth.
I know somebody whose boyfriend could say, I'm out, and now you're left with a car note. Because the boy ain't going to pay the note no more. See, here.
Wow.
Nah, we're being real.
Wow.
See, I said I wasn't going to
get
real. Yeah,
I'm going to pay your car note for you because I love you. Now, he's paying this girl's car note because he's a man.
And you know what's crazy?
And I bet you right now she ain't doing jack bone for him.
That's part of that first half that we was talking about.
But yeah, she'll stab him if he asks for a tribute. He asks for a tribute. He getting stabbed.
You know what? We being real, man.
Hey,
look,
this is first show back.
We're being real. This is the situation, right? I know someone, right? And the female is a good friend of mine, right? Good friend, whatever, right? Whatever. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
We're talking about it. We're being real. Female's a good friend of mine. The dude who bought the ring bought it for the female. The dude who went to
I went to Jared for you. Because I love you.
So the dude goes to Jared, spent $3,500, right, on ring.
I'm going to assume let's assume that he can afford the $3,500.
Yes, he can.
Because he can. Because I would say, I would hate to think that you know, when you got it like that,
I digress.
It's okay.
Now, let's catch everybody up to speed. My friend bringing three to the table, right? And by bringing three...
You make $4,000 a month after taxes.
Who?
Here's my $300.
No. No, she's bringing three offspring to the table. Whatever.
Well, let's take that $300 back, and I'll raise you three mouths to feed.
Right.
None
of them are his, right? Dude don't have none.
Why do I get the feeling? Okay, go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
So, dude don't have none. Dude has
no children.
Whatever, right?
I like you. I like your three kids. The first time I mentioned three kids and they ran up on me and pulled on my change pocket and asked, am I your new daddy now? I thought that was adorable.
One of them even slapped me and spit in my face. That's cute, right? So, the dude, and now... Catch everybody up to speed some more. The dude, nice job. Great job.
Legal job.
Great legal job. Got to say that. He ain't corner hustling.
Wow.
Great legal job.
She's hit a home run is what you're saying.
She's
landed the mother load.
She shot the arrow, got pulled dude down, hog tied him, and said, you're not going anywhere.
And blessed him.
And you need...
Oh, when they were dating, she blessed him.
Oh, you better believe
it. She blessed him.
Now, my friend, I don't know the dude
right.
Like that.
So he doesn't listen to Truth Brothers Radio.
No, he does not. She rarely does, too. But that's neither because it's too much smart going on here. My bad. So, what's that dinging noise? Popcorn's ready.
Too much of that pesky thinking.
On them truff bras. So, that's why we got to keep it light sometimes, people. We got some dum-dums in the back. What's my man who called Fred and Barney dum-dum?
Yes, Gazoo.
Gazoo.
We the great Gazoo of internet radio. I don't want to be Gazoo. I hated Gazoo.
Gazoo was the coolest.
Gazoo was gay, man.
Gazoo was cool.
Hello, Dum Dum.
Yeah, Gazoo had that slightly British accent for the Flintstone age.
God, I hate it, Gazoo.
Okay,
go ahead.
So, dude goes ahead right now. Mind you, dude got her a car.
Right.
Got her a
car. What?
Yeah, got her a car.
Here you go, babe. I know you need to get around.
I don't stay near you, and
here's a nice venture. Don't get me no lame-ass minivan.
No, got her a Lexus. He got her a Lexus. Now, this ain't the same dude that got the girl a Lexus on the show. The other girl
here's
I was talking about.
Wow.
Got her a Lexus.
I got you a Lexus because I care.
Right. You know, again, no ball
he can
out.
Do that.
So
it's not breaking him.
It's not breaking him, right? So, dude stays deep in the city. She stays deep in the suburbs, right? So, hey, dude got his own car. You know, every life's great, right? Now, they spend the holiday season together. They do.
How sweet.
Dude goes to her house on Thanksgiving. Wait, here's, let me say that right. Thanksgiving roll around. He wants to spend the season out there. So he drives from his house to her house to drive back to his house to drive back to her house to drive back to his house. All in one day, right? Spending, he drives back out to her house.
Let's just wear that transmission out.
Then Christmas season roll around. He spends the week out there, buys her something, buys the kids. Oh, didn't mention that she complained that all she got was the ring, right? Which was a proposal.
Are you serious?
Dude, I got the proposal, but I did want this North Face jacket. That
No, you're playing.
No, I'm really not.
You're playing.
I'm really not.
You're playing.
No, I'm really not. Because every girl this Christmas got a North Face jacket, right? Supposedly.
She got a Lexus. It's warmer than a North Face jacket.
But her Lexus wasn't bought during Christmas time.
The and ring.
The ring that he went to Jerry. Yeah, I got the ring.
It was,
and under the hashtag on the Instagram, it said, got the ring. Can't wait for the rest of my gifts. Waiting. ... Right?
Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Because that's just... Who Jedi mind tricked her into believing?
Now, let me tell you what I said.
Nah. Nah. No. Top of the morning to you.
Hi.
So all you got was a ring.
But he went to Jared.
He went to, but you should get more. You deserve more. What have you done for him? Nothing. And that's fine.
You're a woman.
You're a woman.
His woman.
He should be doing more for you. He sounds lame to me. Lou out.
Damn it, open my floor door.
Uncle Phil, open my damn floor door.
Too soon.
James, open my damn floor
door. Uncle Phil is in hell.
That's fucking...
Wow. Because the Fresh Prince didn't say nothing.
Wow.
You saw him touching Carl.
That's, shout out to James Avery, man.
That's wrong.
Great talent.
Yeah, we're
consider it an honor. That's what we say.
That's
consider,
right. When you have to work the floor door, trust me.
Consider it an honor. Luther's working the floor door.
Luther and the grill.
Yeah. But he's
but we digress.
So anyway.
So you're telling me that this person.
Spent $3,500 on the ring.
Selfish, self-centered, narcissistic person.
Uh-huh.
Said, ooh, nice rock. I can't wait for the rest of my gifts.
Waiting.
Because this is the 12 days of Christmas.
And I don't do Kwanzaa.
This is one of the golden rings. Where's the other four?
Yeah. Pretty much. Now, right. The ring would go. It was platinum looking. I don't know if it was.
No, I'm saying
I know,
12
I know,
days of Christmas.
Five gold rings. Yeah. I got you. But the thing is, and the friend calls me, says, DJ. That's what they call me. I say, what's up? They say, well, she says, I got to ask you a question, blah, 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 about the dude, whatever. So she tells me the story about him going back and forth, and he says, look, I got to get back to work. My vacation is over. I stay deep in the city. I work in the city. You don't work in the city. You work further south in the suburbs. I'm not going to spend, here's the quote, and I need y'all to hear this. This is what the dude tell her. I'm not going to be able to spend as much time as I was before.
Because I have a thing
work.
Called job.
Bam. So I take that as an excuse. For him not wanting to travel back out here, what do you think? I says, are you stupid? Being real, are you stupid? This man just gave you a $3,500 engagement ring on Christmas. He didn't have to do that. This man pays your car note. Your car note.
For you.
Because if he said, I'm done, you're stuck with car note and your own rent. How you going to manage? Because the job you got, not so much, right?
Yep, because drying them cars at the at the Delta Sonic don't pay that much. Drying those cars at the Delta Sonic
don't do so hot when you're living in them south suburbs, right? So I'm like, why can't you just accept, like, you know, that you've won? I was like, you're not doing anything for him. You're not bringing nothing to the table but your three kids. And at the end of the day, you can't bring fork, napkin, plate. You can't bring a chair to the table. And this dude's still willing to bring you into his world. He's willing to bring you to Asgard.
Mm.
And you're complaining?
And whatever job he got, he's willing to bring you to the corporate parties, to the dinner with the boss. And this is how you act.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, I
818-514-1202. Again, I want to hear from somebody out there. I know we can always go to Tony. We hear from somebody else out there on your comments on this. Because if we're being unfair, because I find this appalling. My mouth is hanging open.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we're wrong or we're off point on this, set us straight.
Yeah. Because the thing that got me with it was she just got out a couple of bad relationships. Couple of bad relationships. One with dude went Hulk Hogan.
There you go.
Dude used to go Hogan.
Go heavy-handed.
Right? Yeah.
And I take it this dude don't go heavy-handed.
No, he's...
And that means he's a punk, so that's why she just...
The dude...
I bet she fronts him off in a heartbeat.
The dude is I mean, like I said, he's a guy who... Look, I just want to work, get money. That's all the dude want to do, work, get money.
And bill.
And bill. And, you know, and I'm like... You coming with three. Like.
1, 2, 3. Here you go.
You're coming with three and he
says
has
no
none.
Problem.
And he has none. And you complain.
What did she get him for the holiday?
Oh, the gift of her.
Stop it. All right. You're
no,
playing.
No, I'm dead. I'm all the right. Gift of. I wish I could tell you exactly what she did, but I'm like, yo, he can get that anywhere.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Derb.
Yeah, he pretty much got a, he got a.
Here's your annual derb.
Here's your spit shine.
Here's your annual derb. Happy holidays.
She gave him the annual spit shine and just said, well, that's what I do for him. And I'm like, well,
and
what
he should appreciate it.
What are you going to do?
Because who else would do it?
And I says, because. I swear the girl tells me, man, I do that better than. And I says, really? Because.
You know what?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. We'll leave it alone.
You know what?
I'm done with it.
Yeah, we're gonna take a. Let's jump into a quick break. We come back. We'll talk. We'll round that out real quick, and then we'll finish this thing up because I want to get to more of overdoing it for the children and all that other stuff. Before we just get to harping on her too much. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'ma give it to you with no trivia. Roll like cocaine straight from Bolivia. My hip hop will rock and shock the nation. Like the Emancipation Proclamation. We MCs, a post with flame to set. Am I the runner to the wall and bang your head? I put the force, my force is doubting. I make the devil's tower to the Caucasus Mountain.
When I'm a sire, I set the microphone on fire. Rap sounds Barry and carry like Mariah. I come from the Shaolin slum and the Al I'm from. And coming through with nothing. And I'm gun. So if you want to come sweating, stepping contesting.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice. A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love. Rock hard and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice, available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This don't totally suck. This don't totally suck.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Come over here if you want to get ready.
Hey, yo, come here.
Buy a creepy wannabe tonight.
Maybe I'm going there.
Hey, hey, hey.
Or maybe I'm just
hey, hey, hey.
But no means yes in my
hey,
mind.
Hey, hey.
This don't totally suck.
This song and video will make you wanna take a knife that is really dope and shove it in your trachea. So overhyped is absurd,
hey, hey, hey.
Makes me seem like a huper.
Hey, hey, hey.
Because you are a huper.
Hey, hey, hey. And now it's time for stupid hashtags. Let's say my last name.
Cause you the hottest in this place. All right. we're back.
Floor door. Devil's floor door. This song. Yeah, but poor woman and all that. I just feel for hardworking brothers out there to make their thing, try to do the right thing, man. You know. And the women,
there's
yeah,
a sister out there who would appreciate a dude like this. And I think it hurts sisters to see somebody just don't appreciate somebody like that.
Yeah. True indeed.
So getting back, Tony, like that song.
Tony liked the blurred lines, man.
That version.
I heard Tony was step. I saw Tony stepping to it on the joint, man. She,
yeah,
she be stepping to the. She do the blurred line slide up there in L.A. In California.
I got to see that video.
Yeah, she was stepping to it doing the blurred line slide.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. How much is appropriate to spend on the kids for Christmas?
$5.
$5.
No,
$500.
I mean, you know what? See.
I think it's proportionate to what you make. But Christmas, the Christmas for the kids, especially the younger kids, it's not about just how many gifts you can give them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about quality and just show, hey. I might get you, we're going to get you some of your favorite toys. No problem. But you need shoes. You need some pants.
Yes.
You're growing like a weed.
Yes. Yes.
I'm saying.
I agree.
But nowadays, it's all about these toys. It's all about this stuff. And what kills me is the Xbox One, of course, they timed it to come out during Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And there were idiots who stood in line for hours for something that they can buy in March, April, May. The game ain't going to get no older.
But
the games will still come out.
But my son can't have it when it first come out, and that's important.
Is it really?
You remember that.
Is it really?
No, it's really not. But
I have no problem with a video game system. Don't get me wrong. Please don't.
Not.
You want to get the new Xbox One. You want to get the PlayStation 4. You want to get all that
the Wii U.
The Wii U. You want to get all of that stuff. That's cool. But why is there such pressure to be first? What's the point to being first? Now I get a new like a movie. I know when a new game come out, it's like I like to be at one of my favorite movies come out. I want to be their premiere night.
Right.
I get that. I get the game. Some people can pre-order the game.
Right.
Whatever. I get that. But the system,
mm-hmm.
It's not that serious.
First off, it depends. Again, when you're talking about something that's new, it depends on how much you're going to pay for it. Like, I'm not going to stand in line for something $600, $700 when in 2 months they're going to drop it down to $200, $300
right.
Anyway. They just want to get you.
Or in a year, there's going to be people who going to play with it, and these all these spoiled people going to play with it, get bored with it, turn it in for the next hot thing, and then you can go up to GameStop or whatever and pick the dang thing up $450.
Yeah. Because, oh, how much did they spend on that 360? And right
exactly.
Now, you can get one of them for a measly $79.99.
And I'm sure thinking about it, buddy. I'm sure thinking about it.
I still got my original
one. I mean, and like I say, don't get me wrong. I seen the Xbox One. I actually thought about I seen some of the stuff it could do. I say, man, I think I might invest in this. But I'm not going to buy one now.
You're doing well. I'm just saying. I know where you can get one for $560.
There you go. $560. I think I'll wait till they're $150.
Yeah, you gotta wait.
Whatever. I'm a man. I'm grown. I'm not worried about it.
Okay, hey.
It is not the end of the world.
Hey man, look here. I don't want one. I'm just. I mean, I see what it can do. It you know, if you building that house to have the Stark look, then yeah, it's for you.
Right.
It's on. You want that type of
right.
You know, but for me, it's hey. I'll press the button. That's
it's a radio wave.
Yeah.
It's in my hand.
There you go.
Versus me speaking it or pushing the button. What's the difference?
I'll hook up the Kinect. Hey, Kinect.
I mean, you have to keep things in perspective.
Now,
you know, when I moved, I told you I wanted to get the house alarm to get with the camera all hooked up to the iPad and tell it to, hey, show me the living room. Yeah. Show me the, yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
I really
nice.
Do.
Nice.
But since I've been here, I've noticed don't be no traffic around here.
That ain't the point, though.
And then I looked up the crime rate. It's like negative.
Yeah.
Nothing happens here.
But see, it ain't the point of that.
Right. It's the point of just having it.
There you go. Just, hey, you think I'm going to just check outside.
Let me turn on the alarm to the neighborhood that never gets robbed.
Or let me go ahead and be like, now it was one I seen that was nice. You seen the commercial. You know, for you,
yeah.
the guy, kids was coming up to the cabin. And
yeah,
the
I saw that.
Said, yeah, and the dude said, y'all left the house.
Yeah, and if you really believe that you can turn the water off,
hey man,
from your phone, I don't even want something that can be controlled from my phone for
because somebody else.
Think about it. Anything over the airwaves is free, and as you can program it to do something, someone can hack it. That's why I don't buy those electronic locks. I can program it to lock. Someone can hack it to unlock.
Yeah. But
just saying.
Back to the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
Me personally, man, I don't believe in getting, especially younger kids, you know, I don't see the big deal in going and blowing $700-$800 on kids. When you give it to them, they're not going to do nothing but either play with the paper or not play with it at all.
So you're talking 2 to 6-year-olds.
I can't even say that. I got to say, because my nephew's 6. He remembers. Oh, he knew because I gave him, hey, little man, you're growing like a weed. Here's this jacket. He was, all right, Mom. It's cool.
That's why nobody in the family likes you.
With your responsibility. Now, I got another one. Well, my nephew is 6 and I think 4. I think they're 6 and 4. The 4-year-old, yeah, he knows. He's at that point. I would say from baby to 3, that's when it's like, and now 4 ain't saying that you ball out. It's just saying they can stop chewing the paper. Like,
right.
Can stop chewing the and start saying,
right.
Okay,
but
this
I mean,
is
it should
I
be,
army man
especially
I
if
with.
You got, you. It should be with the. Within moderation, just it ain't that serious.
A 4-year-old don't need an Xbox One. Let's be real. Let's,
no,
let's
but they will get. Hey, they will. Here's a. If you're not buying a Leap, look, educational stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I get. I'm gonna get them this Leapfrog.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm gonna get them this Leapfrog, and then I'm gonna get them some clothes.
I'll get them an iPad. I'll even take it.
Happy,
there.
Happy. Yeah, you can drop an iPad. Leapfrogs are. They test right. them against the dropping and the kicking.
I got you, but
you kick that iPad, I'm gonna be mad.
Now they got the cases for that. They got kid proof cases for those.
Yeah,
now.
No, here's your iPads
I mean,
you for dad.
As a
here's
as
your
a
that's
dad.
Your right. This is Leapfrogs for you. I pass for dad. I don't want you to. Sometimes you got to be careful with that too. Like you let your kids just grab your phone. You let your if you keep letting them think that there's no boundary between what adults have and what they'll get in your stuff and tear it up.
Yeah.
If they drop your iPhone and break it, that's on you because you shouldn't let 2-year-old or the 3-year-old play with the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
I get that they're so smart they can figure it. I get that. Leapfrog.
But see,
drop that all day.
Yeah, but only thing I say about that, even with the iPad, if it's, I got a couple games on there that I'll let my, okay, look, you can play your game. That's it. Don't do nothing else on here. Because the minute you do something else, you've lost your privileges. And that's the boundary there. You've lost your privileges. So I believe in you can get it if I allow you to have it.
I feel you.
But that's, I mean, you know, that's the end of that.
Hey, here's the leaf. You can't get internet porn on the leapfrog.
That's bad stuff.
Right. I don't, you get the iPad, right? The kid got the iPad. And then next thing you know, your wife is looking at, what is BBWs? Why is this boy looking at BBWs?
Hey.
That's
everybody
not
get up. Then I got to hit the blur. But, yeah, like I said, 600. Like, I know people, man, bought, I mean, 600, 700. Like, okay, get real. Got somebody close to. Decides, all right, we're going to ball out. For the children, right?
Because it's for the children. It's not for my overinflated ego.
It's for the children. Now, children is all of 8 months and 8 months and two, right? 8 month old don't know how to do nothing but slob. Let's just clear that out the way right now.
And he's good at it.
He's
got
it.
The slobbing
he's
down.
He's a great.
Everything got to see what it tastes like first.
Yeah. Everything is that a cord? I think I'll taste. Okay, I don't like that. Well, now, what we're going to do is we're going to ball out for an eight-month-old.
Right.
Now, mind you, things that light up, little crawl, help crawl and walk things, all of the, yes, don't mind that.
Yes.
But you do know. You don't have to spend $300 on one that does that. They have a few, they have one $30 does
Toys
the same thing, right?
You ain't got to get the deluxe. You got to do first kid. That's a company, y'all, that makes stuff for.
Now let me tell you something. The person who went out bought $500 worth of kid stuff for an 8 month old
for Christmas
combined.
$500.
Cause
8 month old.
Cause Odin. But yeah.
Are you serious?
Dead. You know what the kid wound up playing
with? Stop it. The paper.
The box. The big box that everything came in. The kid sat in the box.
Oh, Odin. The kid needs so much stuff. It's Christmas, you know.
Thank you, Odin. You nothing. You could have wrapped it. That's.
Are you serious?
Dude, $500. Now, that's just for one kid, and he's the youngest.
That ain't
combined, no.
I blew $500 on an 8 month old because his slob is slob of gold.
Now, let's turn it over to that other one, the 2 year old, right? Two-year-old had about, I would say, somewhere between 32, 34 gifts, right? Now, no joke. Kid you not, right?
Dude.
No,
don't get me wrong. If I was 5'3", that's the whole damn tree.
Yeah.
That's heaven.
That's the company.
My parents, no.
Yeah.
Here you go. These are yours. These are your sisters.
No.
You're going to throw some clothes in there. Have at
it. I think he had maybe 2 outfits in that whole thing. But thanks to dear old them peoples who care. Yeah. So anyway. Now let me wind you down. 10 of those gifts he was scared of. There's 10 of them had eyes, and I don't like Mjolnir. You don't give a kid a hammer. Here, son, this is Mjolnir. You'll have it one day. And a few of those, he was like, okay, but he wound up leaving the rest of those alone to walk over to what the 8-year asshole had.
That
said,
shiny, it shiny thing.
Up.
And it sounds
up.
Like the ice cream man.
It lights up and sounds like ice cream coming. I'm with it. And spent the day with that.
Yeah, I got gifts. I know. I'll get to them.
But this is where my head is right now.
So he didn't like the Spider-Man in a box.
Nope.
With real spiders.
Nope. No Spider-Man. No talking Thors. No nothing. Nope. Anything that he could grab and it spoke to him, didn't like it.
Hey, boy. Ah! That's the devil.
And he has a floor door. Daddy told me about it.
Toys don't talk.
Yeah. And that and then it's like, but when tragedy hits, how are we going to get here? But I can't get, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand. You spent $1,300
on Christmas. Minus the food, gas, and lights. Just the toy. You put Santa out of business.
$1,300.
Santa don't want the bag is for everyone around the world, and he got one bag that he can put on his back.
Yeah.
That means think about how many gifts your mythical creature that you love so much is actually giving out.
Who is white? Let's.
That's right. Thank
up.
You, Fox News, for clarifying that.
Kelly.
Good job. Let us know that. Yep, he's white.
And so was Jesus.
Yeah,
and y'all didn't know.
Yeah, we got Truth Brothers got a little issue with that one. We kind of like the truth, and sorry, no, it might hurt your feelings. Jesus is not white.
Yes, he is.
Jesus is not white.
You mean to tell me
Jesus doesn't have blue eyes? Jesus doesn't have blonde hair.
You mean to tell me that?
And Jesus didn't forgive everybody.
You meaning to tell me the guy at my mom's house next to Dr. King
that's looking at Dr. King like, you can't outdo me, son.
Ain't Jesus.
he looked at, you can't outdo me in the forgiving business, son.
I got this. You took bricks. I took nails. Deal with it. Deal with it, King. They call you King. But I'm the King of Kings. You're stupid.
That's so. Oh, ain't y'all glad we back?
The Savior.
Really? I mean, getting off of this—that's another subject for another time.
But $1,300
for and their baby. What are you gonna do when they're 10 and expect this?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what these people.
Were there 10 and say, oh, I remember when I was 3 and had 32. Well, I'm 10. I expect half a room
at least. If my room ain't lit up with stuff, but see, aren't you setting a bad like? It's to go with your point. You're setting a bad trend. On one, you're making kids materialistic.
Very.
Which is, I am.
They grow up to ignore rings and want North Face jackets.
They grow up to ignore grades as long as they look good in school. All of these things you're not giving to them. Now, you assume, as long as I give them a something that is educational in there, that's good enough. No, that's not going to work. You have to give them something. Now, I believe in balance. I do believe that, hey, you can play. But you're going to need these grades, bro. You're going to need something that you can't just show up in school saying, oh, man, got these new Gamma Jordans on, but I'm dumb. Like, see, literally.
But it don't matter because my mom,
She gonna take care of me. She gives me Gamma Jordan. Gamma.
What is Gamma? Are those endorsed by the Hulk or something?
No, there are these black and, well, the first pair of Gamma gums came out a little with the.
Is these the Jordans that the people started a riot and fight for last month? Why You So Mad Radio had.
Well, you know, Jordan
had
dropped,
that on their page, and it was a big fight waiting for Jordans.
Well, that was the Gamma Gums. The Gamma Blues came out the day after Christmas, and those, hey.
At what point do you think that you might be getting played? I'm curious to know, at what point does it not dawn on you that you might be getting duped?
By Jordan,
not just. I'm just saying by the industry. Period.
See,
here we go with some Gamma Blues, Gammas, cause you want them, and you buy those. And 3 months later, here's the Gamma Green,
cause you want them,
cause you didn't get the blues.
But see, the thing
when
is,
you fighting for shoes.
That goes back to what we were saying in the first hour about people wanting things just so they can show off to other people. You get these Gamma Blues. Jordan only released a few amount that some people can't get them. And then all you doing is showing up to somebody's house like, look at these.
Look at these.
You didn't get them. I'm better than you.
Because I got a shoe. Well, I'm going to college. You're a loser.
Yep. Now, excuse me as I walk me and my Gamma Blues to the bus stop.
Thank
and
you.
Get on the CTA.
Don't you want your children to grow up to be like the man, well, to be like the man that bought the ring for the girl? Not maybe I would like to have him have a little more self-esteem, just a scotch bit more self-esteem.
I don't know,
but,
she probably did something to that boy.
But, I called tonsil tickle.
Yeah.
But that aside, I still want, even if my son is naive in love like that, he's grown up, he's legal, he's successful, and he's able to take care of himself and make his own decisions.
True.
Have no problem with that. I mean, there's plenty of arguments we can have about his love life as his father, but at least he's an upstanding, upright citizen who can stand on his own.
Indeed.
But we got a caller in. Let's take them real quick. 773, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
That sounds like
773.
All right.
All right again. Moving right along.
I can tell you.
No, I'm just saying, he seems like a nice guy. Brother don't hit women. Brother makes his own money. Brother takes care of us. He can be my neighbor. Have no problem with that. But if you do everything for your children, I mean absolutely everything, you don't even make them earn something.
Yeah.
On my personal Facebook page, I put up something that this boy, it's Christmas time. Boy is opening up his gift. PlayStation 4. He like, oh yeah. He opened it up. He happy. He's dancing. His uncle got it for him. He like, yeah, there you go, little man. He like, yeah, opened it up. And the box was empty. And the mom came out and said, nah, when you get your grades together, we'll put something in the box.
Nice.
I laughed my ass off.
Yeah.
But I like the dose of, no, we're not doing this for you. You're bringing home. Your report card spells FUBAR. I'm not doing this for you.
And the A's in lunch.
Right.
Yeah, I totally agree. I believe in that.
I'm not breaking my neck for you if you don't contribute.
I mean,
responsibility.
You got to bring something to the table. You can't get rewards. Hey, we'll put that PlayStation 4 back in there. Bring me home some besides FUBAR.
Besides FUBAR.
That's fine. But I the thing about it is, man, I think people get too, well, what are we talking about? I think people get too involved with just the they get swept up in the moment of that Christmas spirit, that air quotes I'm putting over here, that Christmas spirit and wanting to.
I remember them days when I used to celebrate, because I don't do Christmas. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't.
Hey, whatever.
I don't. Hey, don't partake. But there's nothing like seeing a little kid's face. Like, I remember when I was 18, man, and I had my I had a job, and I decided that I wanted to make Christmas for my little brother.
Right.
I got my sister something, but I blew a knot. I blew like 150 on my little brother.
That's
who
all?
Was. Yeah.
That's
right. Right. I blew 150 on my little brother who was, I think he was 2 at the time.
Right.
And like I was so happy. I bought him his first Transformer.
Okay.
I bought him his first Transformer, and I thought that was great, you know. And I got him, and I love watching the look on his face to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's me as a young adult growing to learn that it's better to give, you know, than to receive, yada, yada, and whatnot.
Right.
But you're not supposed to spend yourself bankrupt. As I got older, I realized I have to balance what I have, what I need, with what I want. I might want to blow $1,200 on the kids for Christmas, but, boy, that mortgage say you can't do that.
Right.
Life say you can't. Bank accounts say, hey, it's wintertime. You never know what could happen. Don't spend yourself to absolute zero. Budget.
And that's the thing.
If you want to spend $1,200 out there in Truth Brother Land, you out there and you like, hey, I like spending $1,200. I believe in getting them anything they want because I love doing that for my children. I can't knock you on that.
That'll make you a bad parent.
I say be smart. Shop all year round. Put that stuff away. There's some people who budget and prepare to do things like that. If that's what you do, more power to you. But most people get it and blow it all in November, December. Now, blow it all.
My question is, why would you do that, though? Why would you do it to a point where you're going to be screaming broke the week after Christmas? Right now, you got people who can't go to work.
I ain't going
to
even say the week after, because most people say that save a little bit of party money for that new year. But today, the 6th, oh, yeah.
I'm talking about them people who they took that check, blew the check because they knew another check was coming.
To blow for New Year.
Right.
I got you.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, why would you wind up doing all of that to the point where, don't it hurt not having nothing in your pocket? Like,
Hey, I don't like the feeling.
Like nothing. Not even the fake I'm broke, but I got a few dollars.
Right.
Like, nah, the real zero. Like,
right.
I can't
pay the electricity and I've got nothing. Right. I didn't pay the electricity, so now I can front like I got something.
Right. No,
they not getting it, and I don't have nothing.
They not getting it because I really don't have it. That's what I'm saying. Like I wouldn't want to live like that. Like something at least. Hey, I didn't pay them. Oh well, I gotta have at least this 40 till that check come or something.
Right.
I don't know. That's just,
right.
Maybe that's just me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think some people out there don't believe in that.
Yeah, I guess we do. We find out, won't we? On a later date.
Well, I'd like to thank everybody who's joined us for season 3. This is the first show of many. We're back. It feels good to be back. And I thank everybody for coming out in the cold, hanging out.
They're in some warm place.
Warm by the fireplace.
All right. Them bears suck. Let's just get that out. Let's just get that out the way. But, yes, they did sign Jay Cutler. I'm happy for that. He's locked up through 2020. Get your vision correct.
There you go. We can talk about all of that stuff at another time. So we'd like to thank y'all for coming out and let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Peace, thank you.